Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview, brought to you today by 1-800-DIALDJs.com. If you need live entertainment for your party, wedding, bar mitzvah, or corporate event in the New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia metro area, check out 1-800-DIALDJs.com for a good time. Okay, so where was I before the commercial? Oh, yeah. Mr. Media is recorded live from the new media capital of the world and hometown of actors Patrick Wilson, Angela Bassett, and Monica Raymond, St. Petersburg, Florida. Okay, fanboys, today's your lucky day, if you don't mind living vicariously through me. My guest is Laura Vandervoort, one of the most stunning young women with a virtually unpronounceable name since Paulina Portskova. She plays Lisa, a recruiter for The Visitors on ABC's new edition of the sci-fi series V, alongside some of TV's equally stunning ladies, including Firefly star Marina Bakarin, who plays her mother, Anna, leader of the Visitors, and Lost veteran Elizabeth Mitchell in the role of a kick-ass FBI agent. Before this, Laura played Kal-El's cousin, Kara, you know, Supergirl, on the WB's long-running show Smallville. Here's a clip of Laura and Marina scheming once more to enslave the human race.
Did you find what we're looking for?
There's just so much.
What does it all mean? They don't seem to serve any purpose.
Human memories contain emotion, not just information. That's why they can be difficult to interpret.
Why aren't our memories like that?
Our species is designed for efficiency. We're not burdened by emotional imprints like humans.
Tyler must calm her fears, loosen her bond on him.
And he will be free from her.
And you, my daughter, will be free to fulfill your destiny.
That was an unusually quiet moment from a show where there's always things blowing up and people getting beat up and stuff. Anyway, Laura, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Glad to have you here.
Listen,
I got to ask, don't hate me, but help out the boys with the runaway imaginations during this radio, not TV interview.
Right.
What are you wearing at the moment?
I'm wearing pink sweatpants and a black tank top.
You're killing the mood, friend.
It's not that exciting. I wish I could say, like, my Supergirl outfit or something, but...
I was actually expecting you would lie, but okay. She's an honest child. What can we do? So, does it get old? You know, I've got... We ran the picture with the show of the cover of Stuff magazine. You were the last cover girl on that. Does it ever get old being, you know, thought of by so many men as an object of desire?
Well, I don't think that's the case with me. I just started, you know, doing this sort of magazines and playing these roles in the past couple of years. So I don't think I really believe that's the case. But, I mean, hey, I'm not going to complain. I'll take it.
It doesn't hurt the career, I guess.
No, it doesn't. No.
Yeah. I'm thinking you must need a real sense of humor, though, to get through it at times.
Yeah, I mean, I don't take myself very seriously. I don't want to sound cliche like, you know, a lot of the women out there who just, oh, yeah, you know. But I really don't. I find it odd that I play these roles because if you actually knew who I was, you know, my family doesn't take me very seriously. So, and we're joking around a lot on set, too. So, yeah, it helps to get through it.
It's hard seeing pictures of you and seeing you on TV shows and then reading you were a tomboy. That just doesn't seem to jive with what we're seeing. But
yeah, well, I really was. Because my dad had two girls, and I honestly think he wanted a boy, so I felt kind of like that was my duty. So, yeah, I just went into karate and, like, you know, was his son.
Well, and I imagine it probably comes in handy at times to know a few of those moves.
Well, I've actually never had to use it. Even on television with Supergirl, I really didn't have to do that many physical stunts. It was just flying and lifting cars, so.
Listen to her. It was just flying and lifting cars.
Yeah.
I'm all for karate lessons. Ever since I had a daughter, I suddenly changed my views on you know, shotguns and all kinds of stuff. So whatever
yeah.
it takes. Well,
same way.
For folks who haven't seen V yet, tell us a little bit about the concept of the show and your character.
Well, V is based on the 83 miniseries, mm-hmm. V, and it's somewhat of a similar concept. It's about spaceships showing up all around the world in different cities suddenly, people on the ship saying they come in peace, they look like humans, and they just want to share their resources with the humans and take some of our resources, and, you know, we're actually lizards underneath the human skin, and we're, I think, slowly trying to dominate, but that's, you know, you have to watch the show to see why we're really here.
And your character?
I'm Lisa. She's the daughter of the Queen Bee, so she's next in line for the leader of her people. But right now she's truly just following mother's orders and doing whatever she has to do to make her mother happy, but her mother... Mm. isn't exactly a nice woman, so.
My sense is, and from what I recall of the original, that if the show continues, and we certainly hope it will, that your role as Anna's daughter, it will grow with the show, that they're setting that up.
Oh, yeah. In the past four, plus the one that aired just the other night, Lisa's kind of a minor character at this point. I mean, she's got a huge purpose in the plot overall, but right now they're slowly building up her storyline, and just the ones we're shooting right now towards the end of the season, everyone will see Lisa's storyline gets pretty meaty, and there's a lot of stuff that she's dealing with, so I'm excited for where she's going.
Have you ever watched the original show?
I have. I own it.
Ah.
So, yeah, I'm a fan.
So you have a sense of what's going on and what's to come.
I do, but at the same time, our show is so different from the original, despite, you know, alien lizards coming to Earth. the characters are all different. You know, it's completely different, so we can't really compare the two.
Okay. Well, now you're playing alongside some incredibly strong, I mean, this is very unusual, even in this day and age. You're playing alongside some very strong actresses on Z, and I wondered what, if anything, you might have learned from Marina and Elizabeth, too.
Well, I actually just started working with Elizabeth, I'm learning quite a bit from her. She's one of the leads of our shows, and it's great because she's the kindest person I've ever met, and to have someone who's carrying our show be so gentle and kind and aware and... you know, she's really trying to help the show, and everyone loves her, and that really makes a difference for the atmosphere on set. So for the height of her success and who she is and how gorgeous she is and talented, mm. it's amazing that she also is so humble, and that really helps everyone on the show.
Mm. I was thinking in preparation for talking to you that what ABC really needs to do is focus on the three of you and just try to seduce the hell out of the American public in the next couple of months. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's marketing, right? I mean, and
mm-hmm.
the three of you are, I mean, just three beautiful women and all on the same show. It's you got to sell what you can, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know, hopefully also the people like the storyline, but...
Well, of course,
yeah,
of course.
No, and I think it would be great if they could have the mothers face off, because Anna's my mother, Marina, and mm-hmm. Elizabeth is my love interest's mother, and they hate one another, so it's kind of a Romeo and Juliet. It could be a face-off between the two mothers, which I'm sure the world would like to watch.
Well, and anyone who ever watched Firefly knows that Marina knows how to kick butt, too, so it could be a good battle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to get in there, but...
Well, before we have to let you go, I'm just wondering, any chance of a Smallville return for you? I see they're talking about a 10th season for that show.
Yeah, I've heard they were picked up for a 10th. I would love that. I haven't heard anything, unfortunately. I honestly think, you know, the storyline's just kind of moved away from... Clark's family.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure, but I'd be completely excited and open to it if they did ask.
Well, you can fly and lift cars, so you're always, you know.
Yeah,
always
I'm always able to do that.
So. Well, folks, listen, you can catch Laura Vandervoort every Friday night this spring. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I got that wrong, didn't I? When is the show on?
It's on right after Lost every week.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
so it's Tuesday nights, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I apologize. that's on ABC. I don't know. I'm losing my mind here. On ABC. Are you on Twitter or Facebook? Can your fans find you in any of those places?
You know, I should probably say now, I don't have Twitter or Facebook or MySpace or any of that. So the ones that are out there aren't actually me, and I apologize. But I just don't have – I'm not up to date on any of that stuff.
Not a problem. At least now people will know that it's not you and not to
I'm
plan
not being mean to people out there if that person is saying that they're me and they're being mean. It's not me. So.
Nope. No problem at all. Hey, Laura, it was a lot of fun talking to you. You showed a good sense of humor. We appreciate that. And thanks so much for joining us on Mr. Media today. Good luck with the show.
Yeah, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Take care.
You too. Bye.
And for more interviews with your favorite TV and film stars, surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with Kirk Douglas, Billy Bob Thornton, Ted Raimi, Nathan Fillion, Christian Slater, Alicia Cuthbert, Ali Sheedy, Anthony Head, and many more. And subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman or facebook.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give up a little piece of your day and spend it with us. Thanks for listening, everybody.